This is SB Nation Radio, and you're listening to The Sean Salisbury Show.
All right, man, what a basketball lineup we got. You want to go with the number one team? We'll bring you that. You want to go with Doc? We'll bring you him. You want to go with low poster like Adrian Dantley? We'll bring that to you, too. But we're going to start it right now on our progressive celebrity guest line. Gonzaga is pretty good, staring right at a one seed, and we're joined now by the center for Gonzaga, Shimek Karnowski, joins us here on the Sean Salisbury Show. Big fella, what a pleasure to have you. And you do know that we're putting you on before Dr. J and Adrian Dantley. That's pretty good company, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, a great company. Thank you for having me, guys.
No, we're honored to have you on. What kind of pressure goes with being a number one seed and the best team in America on paper, my friend?
Pressure-wise, for sure it's a pressure, but at the same time, we've been taking it one game at a time since the beginning of the season, and that's why we were still undefeated. You know, we got to stay on track and keep focusing it one game at a time.
Everybody loves your coach. We always say, man, how are they able to keep him? Because everybody in the country every year wants Mark Few, yet stays there, keeps coaching you guys up. And from a distance, we may not know him very well. Tell us something maybe about Coach Few that we don't know.
I don't know. Coach Few is a great individual. You know, he created this program, and this program is all about winning. And, you know, Coach Few is a family person for sure. You know, he appreciates his family and his normal family and his basketball family. So, you know, he spends a lot of time with his kids and wife, and I think that's one of the things you guys probably don't know.
Shimek, this is Robin. What do you think this team learned last March that will benefit it this March? Now, I know you weren't playing because of the back injury, but what are your thoughts come tourney time this year?
I think our team is a lot different from the team last year. We have a lot of new faces, few transfers, a lot of freshman guys. So I think this group is still kind of learning. But, you know, from last year, we got to take that we're not favored one to win any games in the tournament. But, you know, we still stuck together. We played together. And, you know, at the end of the day, we managed to win two games in the tournament over higher seeds, and I thought that was huge for us.
And you lost one of your best players in Sabonis, but you guys haven't really skipped a beat. How are you able to do that?
Like I said, we have so many new guys, and everyone is putting the work in. You know, every day we come in to practice, and we're ready to go, and we're trying to get better individually and as a team, and I think that's important. You know, we are 27-0 right now, but at the same time, we all know that we still have a lot of work to do to prepare for the WCC tournament first, and then for the big NCAA tournament.
Number one team and center, Gonzaga center, Shimek Karnowski joins us here on the Sean Salisbury Show. Shimek, we talked to an insider about 2 days ago that said he felt that this is the best Gonzaga team Mark Few's had. And then we also, you know, you also hear the whispers, well, are they battle-tested enough? Which one is it?
I think we played good opponents. You know, our last game against St. Mary's. You know, they're a top 25 team. They're a tough team to play on the road. And I thought we did a great job as a team to play in that game and overcome all the noises that come from the people that don't really like us. But you know, at the same time, we just gotta keep pushing and get better. Like I said, I think we're battle tested. We played a lot of top 50 teams, top 100 teams, and you know, we still have three more games in regular season to go. We still gotta play BYU at home to finish the regular season. So I think that's going to be another good opportunity for us to get better and be battle tested.
Shimek, for those out there that haven't had the opportunity to see your teammate there, Nigel Williams-Goss, play, how good of a player is he?
Oh, he's great. He's I think he's one top three point guards in the nation. You know, he's very patient. He's doing everything. You know, he's passing, he's rebounding, he's scoring. You know, he can. Like I said, he can score, but at the same time, the next possession, he can pass the ball to you, and you can score easy points. So, you know, he's doing it all for us, and, you know, he's one of the leaders of this team.
Now, Šemek, it's interesting, and when you're not a basketball blue-blood team like a Kentucky or a Duke, and, you know, people on that side of the country are sitting back saying, well, okay, we'll see what Gonzaga's got when March hits. And I know the talk is to take it one game at a time, but does there come a pressure, and really maybe seeds don't matter if you're a one seed or a two seed to a player, but does it become to point, is it hard to fight off where some teams that play to win, is it hard to play not to lose? You know, you start to look around and say, man, we're in a perfect position, a one seed, we can't afford to lose. So is it hard to approach the fact that you're playing to win as opposed to not to lose, because there is a difference?
Yeah, I don't think that can be our approach. You know, our mindset is got to be that we got to win the game. You know, not worry about that we can lose the game. You know, we've been in that position the whole season. You know, not every game we've been the favorite to win, but you know, managed to come out every game with a win. And I think that's got to be our mindset during March. You know, you cannot be scared to lose. You just got to play your game. And, you know, we are already 27 games deep in the season. We still have a few games before the tournament. So I think that's just got to get us, that's just is going to get us better in the long run in the tournament.
Everybody has something to work on. And I know everybody wants to get better at everything. But if you're the coach, I'm going to put you in charge right now. What's the one thing that must get better for you guys to be playing in the Final Four?
I think for us right now, you know, in the middle of the season and a couple single games during our conference, our rebounding wasn't the best. So I think as a team, we just got to get better and, you know, dig out those loose balls and rebounds out of our area and make sure we secure those balls, because that gives us more possessions on the other end.
Hey, Šemek, we got about a minute left to work with here, and, you know, you're one of the elder statesmen on this team, your fifth year, and you guys bring...
Cagey veteran.
Yeah, veteran.
Yeah.
You guys brought in the five-star kid, Zach Collins, and just watching him this year, that guy is tremendously talented. How have you kind of advised him, and how have you helped him along the way this year?
You know, I just tried to help him out. It's his first year in college, and, you know, he's a great kid. He works hard every day. He comes ready to practice every day, and, you know, he's just taking advantage of his size and of his skills. And, you know, I try to help him out with some stuff, like little stuff, like getting out of double team or stuff like that. But, you know, he's already came here ready to go, and, you know, he's doing most of this on his own, and you got to give credit to him.
Okay, we got to let you go, but who's your favorite NBA player? Who do you want to most meet? If you had a chance to go to the All-Star game this weekend, who would you want to meet the most?
Shaq. Shaq is my all-time favorite player.
Shaq? You want to meet Shaq? Are the Lakers your team?
I don't know about Lakers, but individually, Shaq is my favorite player of all time, for sure.
Do you follow him on Twitter?
I follow him on Twitter, on Instagram, on everything.
There you go. Well, Robin, I know you need to say bye to your friend.
Yeah.
Hey, Šemek, we can't thank you enough, my man.
Yeah,
congratulations. What a hell of a run it's been so far, but I know there's still a lot of work to do.
We'll call you the Polish Shaq.
Thank you, guys. Thank you for having
good luck
me.
To you. Good,
I like that, the Polish Shaq.
The
I like
Polish
it.
Shaq.
Hey, Šemek, thanks, my man. We appreciate you, brother, and enjoy. Good luck.
Have a good one.
Thanks. What a great kid, man.
Yeah.
Well, it's
you.
Always nice when you have a cagey veteran.
Yeah.
You know, they're all kids, but man alive, what a good guy, huh? Sharp,
I
too.
Like him.
Bright. You can tell, smart.
Well, yeah. I mean, just think about it. It's his second language, English. And he just did a full interview with us. For
well, I
minutes.
Just heard his second language, and he speaks it better than a lot of the people
yeah.
who were supposed
he's
to make
a,
it their
yeah.
first language.
He's a really
yeah.
good
that's
dresser,
what I mean.
Too.
Yeah, I'll bet he's sharp
dresser. He loves Game of Thrones, loves House of Cards.
I like it. I said follow him on Twitter. Yeah, Twitter, Instagram, anything else you could follow him on, I follow him. Good for him. That's not a bad guy to want to be like or want to meet.
No.
I hope, you know what? Maybe we should start the campaign that Shaq make it happen.
Polish Shaq.
Get the Polish Shaq.
The actual Shaq.
Yeah, Shaq meet Shaq, okay?
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, I do too.
Set up the meeting, Sean. You got connections.
We're going to have to get Shaq.
Work your connections.
We're going to have to get the diesel with the Polish Shaq. I like it. Gonzaga sitting atop of it. How good will they be? Well, their center seems to think pretty good. Got a great perspective. And Šemek joined us on the Progressive Celebrity Guest Line by Progressive Insurance. Over 3 million divers switched last year. Call or click today to see if you could save.